What's your pleasure, sir?
The podcast.
Take it. It's yours. It always was.
Welcome to A Taste of Hell. Now playing Hellraiser Retrospective Series.
We have such sights to show you.
With Jacob, Stuart, and Arnie.
Demons to some, angels to others.
Hello, hello! Welcome to Paris! I am your host, Stuart! Welcome to France!
I don't know if that's a French accent or merely some goon. I'm not quite sure what that was, but I'm Arnie.
This is Jacob, and what are you talking about, France? We're going to space!
So many places we're going. This is a franchise that has lots of ideas about where to go and does it all in Hellraiser Bloodlines, the fourth installment of our ongoing exploration of a series begun by Clive Barker and ends God knows where.
Of course, it has prestigious people behind the camera. We have director Alan Smithy.
Yes. Oh! He's worked for decades as the name you use when you don't want your name to be on the credits. But is it that bad? I don't know. Let's listen to a clip from the show. We can see where we're at on this franchise and this installment.
Pinhead is killed forever. As credits roll.
Not forever. We got some more movies after this one.
Yeah, if only. Yeah, he's going to be in the next four movies.
Yes, but they are specifically stating he cannot appear in movies that take place after 2127.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, so.
Yeah. And let's get to that out of the way. I mean, space is the biggest stigma you could have. And it just announces jump the shark, right? You know you're in trouble when you've gone to space.
But wasn't this one of the first? I mean, Leprechaun might have gone there, Jason wouldn't for a while. And so many franchises wouldn't. I think this was still a pioneer. I don't think this had the stigma then.
No, the stigma is that you had to do it at all. I mean, it just announces, oh, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, going to the hood or space, you know something's gone wrong.
You're forever compared to Alien, first and foremost. Everyone's going to go, oh, this is an Alien ripoff. And that's all that, you know, they're going to see.
And it is.
I mean, certainly, yeah, once we get to the climax of this film, they wish that they were Alien. But yeah, and I'll just say, this is bigger than that. What I remembered about this movie was that it was set in space. I had forgotten that this is really a triptych, like Pulp Fiction. It's three stories in one. And that's kind of cool. I mean, let's face it. 2001 A Space Odyssey did it the best, but that started in prehistoric times and made it all the way to who knows where we wind up in the Stargate there at the end. Even a movie like Cloud Atlas, as imperfect as it is, I like when people have this ambition. I'm going to tell a story that goes over centuries is a real big artistic gambit that, frankly, shows more ambition than this series has ever shown before.
And this was supposed to be a surprise. Let's keep this in mind. This was supposed to be chronological. They might not have even put in the ads that it goes to space. Surely the reviewers would harp on it if you read those. But when this movie opened, we were supposed to be in the 1800s, and the credits would roll as we see the box being made. That it goes to space in the last half hour would be a surprise for the unspoiled.
Well, I'll say this. Starting as a period piece in France or in space, I would have been shocked either way. I'm like, oh no, 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 no! This is what we're doing, Terminator, Pinhead in space? No!
With horrible CGI. Horrible CGI.
Oh yeah, we got Lawnmower Man-style CGI. By the end of it, though, I'm kind of cool with the space thing. Look, this movie could be much, much better, but the fact that it's a puzzle box over time, like this time trap to get Pinhead, I think it's a cool idea. It's not great execution, but by the end of it, I'm okay with the space stuff.
Kind of like we follow the monolith in 2001, we're going to follow a box. Our main character is a box, and the person that created the bloodline that created that box. But no, you're right. Because they're worried about fan service and getting to Pinhead, we start at Space Station Minos.
Technically, we start with strobe light Pinhead. It's like Chappelle was like to Miramax, because he turned in a cut where it started in present day, and then the 1800 stuff were dream sequences, and Miramax was like, we're still not getting to Pinhead fast enough. It was literally like Chappelle thinking, you want Pinhead? Here's Pinhead in the first fucking frame, motherfucker!
Yeah, there's a lightning crackle, and there he is. And then, yes, he's going to be showing up because it's a very strange sequence. All right, in the previous installments, what I feel like the religious imagery has been mostly Christian, sometimes Muslim, at least where the box is purchased. Now I'm getting a real Buddhist vibe. Like, this guy looks like a monk.
I always got a Buddhist vibe because from when people open the box, they're always kind of like cross-legged in that meditation pose. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, it feels like space monks, the Alien 3 with the religious imagery.
Yeah, his head is shaved, and yeah, he's got this robot that is doing a yoga pose and opening the box. I guess it's smart. It's better than Tiffany, right? He's a better actor anyway, this Terminator.
I was wondering, you know, if hands don't call us but desire, what happens when a robot does it? But I've got to just start right here. Bruce Ramsey with his shaved head, I got a real Billy Zane off of him because Billy Zane had a shaved head in some of his mid-90s movies. And Ramsey is truly bad here. I'm wishing for Ashley Lawrence when I have Bruce Ramsey as the star of every segment here. I'm going to say right now, Kevin Yeager needs to own up to some of the problems with this film because as the director, I'm sure he had a say in who was cast, and this cast is pretty bad.
I don't think they're any worse than any other. What the problem is, there's no Julia in this cast, maybe. There's no highlight.
They try to have a Julia. They're going to have a femme fatale of sorts.
But my point is, one person that's chomping on the scenery that we enjoy watching might be enough to elevate this. But overall, no, I don't feel like these are higher caliber actors than we've gotten before.
No, I really just don't like Ramsey in these scenes. Instantly, I'm kind of turned off by his delivery and the fact that there's this Rimmer who's interrogating him and he's going to tell the whole story.
Again, I'm thinking about Miramax and I'm like, they put this beautiful woman as Rimmer. I'm like, oh no.
It was supposed to be a guy, but they cut some other female roles, so they decided, let's make Rimmer a girl. And she's okay. I mean, she was on ER for a couple seasons.
Yeah, she's not going to do much in this. But again, a scary sign to me is, yeah, we're going to get a flashback movie now. We start in space, and now we're going to go somewhere else. For it to be chronological, I think that would have been a cooler surprise that you ended up here. But flashback and narration, that's always a bad sign to me in a film.
Yeah, they're prepping you that they're going to go to space. I wondered if this was something that the studio wanted. Like, they wanted us to make the movie in space. Like, they would have been happy if the parts in the modern day and in ancient France have been greatly reduced, because it seems to me like this is the marketable stuff. It's the stuff I remember being in the trailers.
It was in the trailers, but if you look at the final edit, the majority of this movie takes place in the present time, 1996.
Yeah, that segment does feel the longest, unfortunately.
It is by far. We get about 20 minutes in France and 20 minutes in space compared to 40 minutes. It's a short movie. It's like 85 minutes.
Yeah, 85 minutes, and they could have cut more out of it.
Yeah, it's quite an epic to straddle three different time zones in under 90 minutes.
Keep in mind how much was cut before reshoots. Kevin Yeager had a 110-minute cut. They went back and reshot for 4 weeks. So they shot for another month on top of the 110-minute edit they had and ended up with 85 minutes. It's like, shoot more. The movie will get shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we get to the 1800s, and the effects here, the costuming here, is much better than in space, if the acting is not.
I think it's a little bit better. Again, it took me a while to realize that Merchant or Le Mergent was the same actor through all these time periods, because definitely some era, he's a worse actor than others.
This may be his best era, honestly.
It's mine. I mean, my favorite stuff is this puzzle box origin. It's answering questions that I had. We've always wanted to know, where did this thing come from? How does it have the powers that it does? We get answers here. And starting in this era of France, you know, right before the Reign of Terror, you think of Marquis de Sade, certainly the villain whose name I can't pronounce is clearly evoking Marquis de Sade.
I feel like they just mumble through all these French names in this film. Just la 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 la.
Listeners, we hope you're going to help us go to space. We need your support to keep growing and keep doing Now Playing. It's your support that's gotten us through 10 years of doing the show, and we're so happy to keep doing it. I mean, we're up to doing two podcasts almost every week for the entire year. Some weeks, like last week, we do three podcasts where we had Hellraiser 3, Lego Batman, and Death Wish. So it's all because of donors that we're able to hire the staff to edit the shows and do the graphics and keep the sites running. So if you enjoy Now Playing, we hope that you will go with us to Paris, to space, to hell and beyond.
And you could go to our webpage, nowplayingpodcast.com, and you'll see a banner there that you can click on to get all the details to get these Hellraiser films. It's part of our gold level donation series where you'll get 9 Hellraiser films and our silver level films, 5 Phantasm films.
We also have Platinum with 3 Jeepers Creepers films and Playing, where you can hear all 7 Child's Play movie reviews. And I'm going to say, the direct-to-video Child's Play films are both better than the direct-to-video Hellraiser films that we start next week.
I don't know what you're talking about, Monsieur. So anyway, join us on Tuesday. I think I'm becoming some kind of Muppet at this point. But we're not covering the Muppet movie. We are covering Death Wish 5, which is the death of Charles Bronson in the series. Join us for the main feed then.
Miss this retrospective series, and your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
This isn't for your eyes.
It's not hands that call us. It is donations.
Oh, come. Oh, you can hear its faint echo right now. I'm here to turn up the volume.
Your financial support keeps this show going for eternity.
Why resist? You love this as much as I.
You will find more pleasures and sweet, sweet suffering in the Now Playing archives. You can satiate your appetites with reviews of Leprechaun, Child's Play, Phantasm, and so many more.
Feel free. Explore. We have eternity.
For the insatiable, join the Podbean campaign and get exclusive movie reviews, including Clive Barker's Lord Illusions and Get Out. A link to our Patreon page is at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Still hungry? Ready for something that screams?
The Hellraiser films. All audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended.
Hell is more ordered since your time, Princess, and much less amusing.
Vendanza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion picture reviewed or otherwise referred to herein.
I know your fear. I hear it.
The trademarks Now Playing and Now Playing Podcast are the exclusive property of Vendanza Media Incorporated.
Oh, you suffer beautifully. But I am here for business, not pleasure.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Vendanza Media Incorporated.
The eternal refrain of humanity. Pleading ignorance, begging for mercy. Please help me, I don't understand.
Now Playing is a Vendanza Media production, copyright 2017. All rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Vendanza Media Incorporated.
Welcome to the worst nightmare of all. Reality.